What is up, guys? Swallow J here, and I'm here with my co-host,
Heart of War, and behind the boards, producer Chris.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Hello.
So,
hola.
What's the cracking?
Not much.
Wallow's very tired today.
I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to be low energy.
Yes, he is.
Why is he going to be low energy?
Because he was playing around at 4 o'clock this morning down in Orlando.
He had mandates.
He had mandates.
Listen. He went to Orlando with a couple dudes.
Watched somebody get cream pied.
Oh, my God. Sounds horrible. Is that on video?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Jesus.
Even Miggy requested one, too.
A cream pie?
Yeah. Is like from Jalen.
Is that like one of those moon pies?
Yeah. Something like that.
It's not a real cream pie.
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, it was just whipped cream. We went to Perkins after bar hopping, and they have desserts. So Jarrell asked if he could have a pie, you know, and just to do the whipped cream thing, just to put it on a platter, like a regular dessert. And, you know, they did. They put it on there for him. And I can't remember who asked. It's like, will this hurt somebody if you just slam it in their face? They're like, no, we do it all the time here when it's, you know, an employee's last day. So, but I'm going to leave all those stories for next week when they're here.
Okay.
Because Robbie, Jarrell, and the J Train are going to be here next week.
Sounds messy.
Oh, it wasn't at all.
Okay.
Well, maybe for Randy, who took it in the face.
Yeah, he got it in the face. Just all
like... yeah, it was fun. It was a good time, man, you know?
I was about to say, you were down there for what, fights?
Yeah, we were down there for Daniel Faulkner's fight, and last minute, like right before he was about to go on.
His opponent had liver failure?
Supposedly.
Well,
our theory is that he,
I mean,
chickened out.
You never know, man. I mean, maybe he had liver issues.
Okay, so Robbie will tell you the story next week, but apparently the guy was just fine at the weigh-ins. Not only that, he was there at the rules meeting. He was fine. He was laughing. He was smiling. And then all of a sudden, you know, a couple of minutes before Daniel was to go on and fight the dude is a no-show.
Maybe he had acute liver failure.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, man, that happens. I was with a team before, and it was not really a really good team. And
Master Dave's team.
Yeah. Story. anyways, at that time, like people would pick fights, like would get a fight set up, and then they would like chicken out. Like we'd have to go to their house and pick them up. Like, yo, where you get a fight, dude? You know, we're taking you to your fight, and so on and so forth. And in those times too, we'd have to travel out of state. We'd have to go to Atlanta, Mississippi, all these other places where we can do amateur MMA at that time because there was none in Florida. And that's not uncommon that people like they get nerves and they just pull out for whatever reason. Now, I can never do it. Once I like myself committed, even though I was like, oh man, this fight's not going to be good for me. But, like it's too late now. I told people I'm going to do it. Like it's like pride. I'd rather like do it and fail than like say I'm going to do it than not. I think it. You know what I mean? I don't know, but I think differently than some people, I guess.
Yeah. Well, apparently this dude was a D1 collegiate wrestler at one point. So, I mean, I don't think it was nerves.
I don't know, man. I hear that thrown around a lot all the time.
I can't say because I haven't done it. So, yeah. You know, I can't really pinpoint it.
You never know. I mean, even if it's like a can, you're still like, what if I get knocked up by this can? You know what I mean? What if some sort of freak accident happened and it's on video in front of family and friends?
Dude, we got there.
Some guys freak out, man. Like, as I got on further, you can ask Zach, dude, the more calm I did. Like, I was like, this guy's probably going to fuck me up. But it really doesn't matter because I've already put, like, 7 weeks of training, 8 weeks of training in. And I'm ready. So it is what it is. So I imagine maybe if it wasn't truly liver failure, the guy just was like, I didn't put the work in I needed to do. And maybe took the easy way out. Who knows? I mean, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
I don't know the guy.
Yeah, neither do we, but...
And I don't know the team. Know. So, like, you know, there's some teams, you know, that's a little more acceptable than others.
I hate to like, rag on them because I really don't know. But it's like, so one minute you're fine, and all of a sudden you have acute liver failure? I don't understand. I mean, how does that happen?
Who knows, man? One, a lot of people, and we've talked about this many times before, and it's been covered by many different people. People generally don't cut weight right. And then let's say they do cut the weight right. Let's say everything went perfectly. They don't know how to rehydrate right.
This is a D1 collegiate wrestler.
That doesn't mean they know how to cut weight.
They should know how to cut weight.
No, you guys say that, but doesn't mean they know how to cut weight.
Listen, if you're in a program like that, a Division I NCAA.
You cut weight.
Yeah.
You know how to cut weight.
You should know how to cut weight.
Cutting weight for MMA and cutting weight for wrestling, two totally.
Making weight is making weight. Whether it's a jiu-jitsu tournament.
I agree with making weight, but cutting weight and getting that water weight back properly without having an issue, that's something different. If you're not doing it, if you're just doing it through bro science, man, good luck.
Good luck. I don't know. I think that if you're that high level athlete, you should know at this point.
I mean, people throw around D1 level wrestlers all the time. He's a D1 level wrestler. Maybe that's a little bit more common than, you know.
No, he's not. If he was that easy, everybody would be doing it.
Well, not everybody does wrestling.
But if he was that easy, if he was, you know.
Some people maybe get away off of talent. I'm just saying that just because there's guys that are pro MMA fighters that still cut weight wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I was getting ready to say.
So don't tell me that like he knows how to cut weight because he was D1 level wrestler. No, that doesn't mean shit. That means he wrestles pretty good. It means he's talented.
That means that he's been doing it for a long time. And professional fighters that are in the UFC at this point should know how to fucking cut weight.
And they still fuck up.
Yeah.
Tiramisu.
Yeah, see? You know, you had Jerjezic. Man, she almost died that last time. Conor McGregor almost, you know.
That was her excuse you know, and they, for getting knocked
but
out.
But this is the thing. They do it, you know. Then they're doing it right with coaches and shit, you know. So, I mean, even then, it's rough on the bottom. I don't like the whole weight cutting thing. I'm telling you, man. Well, I've cut a lot of weight. Zach Elkins, he's cut a lot of weight. It's miserable.
Guess how much weight Daniel apparently had to cut.
How much?
5 pounds.
That's it? Nice.
That's what I was told.
Lucky duck. Well, you know, if you do it right, my last couple of fights, when it came up to that day, that's all I had to cut was like maybe 4 pounds. It's like about 2 20-minute sessions in the sauna. I was done. Yeah. And I felt pretty comfortable at the weigh-ins. As soon as weigh-ins, start sipping a little bit of Pedialyte, have some other little concoctions that I have.
Some gin and juice.
Shit. You're dehydrated, you hit a little gin and juice, your kidneys are going to shut. No, I'm just kidding. You're going to get drunk quick for sure. You're like, woo, let's get this party started.
Yeah, that's how I felt last night.
Did you drink a fair bit last night?
Oh,
is that just like, I guess that's par for the course, you have to?
Well, you know, if you want to hang.
Yeah.
I mean.
If you want to hang, you got to eat 10 pounds of meat.
Yeah.
You got to have a bunch of beer, some whiskey.
But I'm a professional at this point. Like at 1:45, 15 minutes before they start closing, I start pounding that water.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, so I pounded a ton of water. And then we went and ate, so I woke up fine. Just a little sore. I feel like I grappled for about an hour.
To be honest, man, you looked more awake than those guys did in the video. Actually, when I talked to you, I called Wallo this morning, and I say, I was like, rise and shine. Let's go get a workout in. And I left the message, right? And then he calls me back. What'd you say?
I said, you are out of your goddamn mind.
If you think
I want to work out today with you.
Yeah, no, man. So I just went and did like 10 boxing rounds on the bag and some, you know, stupid burpees. I fucking hate those things. And then,
bro, I put that room at 60 degrees.
Dude,
I woke up sweating.
Dude, you're stuffed in between two large males, I imagine.
No, that was...
I'm just kidding. He's like, I was on the floor.
No, I had a bed.
You had a bed?
I had a bed to myself.
Who'd you kick on the floor?
Nobody was on the floor.
What?
Because the rooms had two queen-size beds.
It should have pull-out.
And a pull-out couch.
Nice.
Should've
pulled out. That's what we
said. Pull-out.
Pull-out.
So everybody had a spot. You know, so
nice.
I was just lucky enough to get one of the beds because I said, I need
dibs.
I put my backpack as soon as I got there.
That right? And like other
and
than
I'm like, I need an electrical outlet, I need my CPAP machine connected.
I was gonna say, yeah, that. And then other than Jalen, who's gonna take it from you?
Well, Jalen paid for both rooms, so
oh, go Jalen. Hey, see if he wants to come down during Cinco de Mayo.
No, trust me, he already has plans.
Does he in Orlando?
No,
oh, well, how way
here?
Oh, word,
yeah, He was talking about it on the way up.
Hey, so you're going to come hang out with me and my cousins?
Yeah, we'll see, bro. You remember, it's May 5th. I got to have surgery soon. So
are you having it May 5th?
I don't know when I'm having
it. Tell him to have it after May 5th.
let's see how I'm doing.
Because Chris can't, man. He's all booed up and stuff. And you know what I mean? Like, he'd probably be in Disney World, I imagine. Epcot. Over in the Mexican side. Do they have a Mexican center over there?
Yeah, they do have a Mexican area of Epcot.
Word, what is the Mexican? Is it like little Tijuana? What's going on?
No, it's not. It's more. I guess it would be more Latin America because it's more Aztec and kind of stuff like that.
Is there? Okay, so which one is the Disney Latin princess? Because you know that princess is fucking everywhere.
Moana.
No, Moana. That would be Colin.
Hawaiian, but okay. They're both brown. I get
actually
you.
Actually, don't think they have an Aztec one.
Do we have a Mexican princess? I think they have to have a Latina.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, they do. They do. But it's not like she hasn't had a movie. She's not full blown, but she has a TV series. So there is
Dora the Explorer?
No. That was Universal.
Oh, God. Okay. Same difference.
Close enough. It's in Orlando.
Disney Latin princess. What?
Pocahontas?
Elena of Avalar renewed second season. Okay, so they don't actually have one.
Well, that's her, Elena.
Yeah, but it's like it's a series. Yeah, it's not an actual movie.
Yeah, she hasn't had a. There hasn't been a movie.
What does she have? A cartoon?
Yeah, it's just a little cartoon.
So she has a cartoon, so she doesn't even have a movie yet.
Mm-mm. What difference does it make?
Well, I'm just saying they hit all the different races. Look, you got Esmeralda. You got Tatiana.
Esmeralda sounds pretty Latin.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, she was.
Why are we talking about Disney?
No, she's a French Roman girl. Man, she's not.
She's a French-made whore.
Oh, my God, dude. You saw that Cinderella. I got Mulan, Rapunzel, Aurora. Dude,
Mulan does rough and tugs. So.
There's no Latin. Oh, my God. Flipping Grip, Pocahontas. You're right, dude. There's no Hispanic Disney princesses.
Mm-mm. That have had movies. So,
well, I guess
now she does have.
Adult movies.
Yeah. Well,
oh my God.
She does have a character that goes around the park sometimes that the kids can get pictures with and stuff. I have seen her, so she is represented.
I don't really know if that's represented, dog.
Brandon saying, what's up from California,
What's up, gangster, man?
Dude is on the dream tour right now.
He is, man. He's training with all the big schools, all the big names.
John Machado. He's at Atos.
Yeah, he trained with Keenan. He went over to 10 Planet. He went to a couple other joints. He went and trained with Halleck Gracie. Horion Grayson, excuse me.
Horion.
I think he's training with, I think he's going to get in with Renner.
Renner.
Oh, I thought it was Renner.
This guy. Like Royce.
Yeah, like Royce.
And
Royce.
Renzo.
Yeah.
I went and trained with Rambo.
It's Hambo.
It's Hambo. It's Hambo. Oh, my bad. I'm so wrong.
He should go train with Chris Howder. He's up there also in, what is it, Huntington Beach? Somewhere like that.
Chris Howder, yeah.
There's a ton of schools in California.
Yeah.
Fucking take a pick. Throw a dart.
Throw a dart. Yeah, man.
He's going to go also up to San Francisco, to Calterra.
Yeah. I think he's going up the coast.
Yeah. He's on that dream tour right now. The only other guy that I know that does those dream tours was David Grant, Dean's brother. Mm. When he lived in California, he used to get in his truck, whatever, and just drive across the country and just hit up everything. Yeah. Everything he could.
Yeah, when I talked to Brandon yesterday, man, he was like, dude. The only place that was kind of nice to me is the Jean-Jacques Machado place, but that's because, you know,
he's part of the affiliation.
He's part of the affiliate. He's like, but every other place, man, they took a piece of me to keep. I was like, that's awesome, dude.
Fresh meat.
Well, he's like, man, and that's just kind of how it is. You know, you're going to these schools, or you walk in, you're a brown belt, they're going to test you for real. I mean, like, you're no longer a white blue belt. I mean, once you hit purple and up, dude, you're getting tested. You're going to get tested by every blue belt there, trying to see what their worth is, every purple belt to make sure that you know your place, every brown belt just to make sure you really know, and then any black belts, you know. It's speaking of the devil.
Yep.
Let's go and answer him up. Hola, amigo. Hey, buddy.
What's up, gangsters?
Not too much, man. We're actually just talking about you and your trip over there, living the Vida Loca and getting all this amazing training in, and how they're just trying to take it out your ass.
Yeah, pretty much. I think I'm leaving bits and pieces of my integrity and my soul in here in California. Tearing me apart.
Dude, that's awesome though, man. I mean, you know, if you go down there and you're just wrecking house, I mean, that's a good thing, but then it's kind of like, dang, you know, you didn't really learn much, but now, getting all these taps underneath you, you know, how much are you picking up?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but at the same time, it's very different every school you go to.
Yeah.
I mean, some schools are full of killers. Some schools are just, regular, everyday, family-oriented kind of schools. Turn left
onto Tampa Avenue. Man, turn down your GPS.
That's my girl's GPS. We're trying to go to Malibu today.
Ooh. Malibu.
Who's out there teaching jiu-jitsu? Nobody.
There's a John Job Machado gym out there.
Oh, okay. Malibu.
Like Altos is a perfect example. I went there and it was one of those things. I might as well have just, worn a pork chop around my waist and jumped into a freaking pit of piranhas.
Really? It was that bad,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, they definitely, they're more of a competition school for sure. They were like, brown belt, that means death.
Nice.
And then, here in Gracie, when I rolled with him, it was ridiculous how pressure oriented everything was.
Just squishing you, huh?
Yeah. So it's been a pretty good trip, man. It's been a pretty good trip. I'm actually, spending one more half a day here tomorrow, and then we're heading to, San Jose and San Fran. Do some training up there. I'm going to do some training with, another Cabrinha school. And then I'm going to train with Ralph Gracie.
You mean Half?
Some training. Half, yeah. His name is the only. I think his is the only one that actually has a spelled with an R and it says with an R.
Like an actual proper working R.
So yeah, and then I'm going to try and hit Kurt
Orsiander.
Yeah,
that's going to be interesting, man. He has a very interesting teaching style. Have you heard him? Have you heard him instruct before?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's funny. If you can try to get your girl to get that on video, that'll be hilarious.
I will. And then obviously I'll hit Kyle up, and then possibly there's a seminar going on, a black belt seminar in San Fran. So if I'm lucky that Kyle is really nice to me and takes me with him, that'd be kind of sweet.
That'd be super sweet.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Exactly. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm finding out real quick how much I don't know when I'm rolling with these guys.
Oh, man, you can't know it all, you know?
For the most part, I've held my own. I don't think I've rolled with anything below a brown belt.
The important thing is, are you having fun with it?
I'm having a blast. I'm pretty tired, but other than that, I'm having a freaking blast.
Well, cool. Shit.
It's humbling. I've done, the day was 13 sessions in 7 days.
Nice. Doubling up, baby. That's great.
That means I'm averaging about 3, sometimes 4 sessions a day.
You need to get your math up.
You need to get your math up. So that's probably about 2 sessions a day.
Yeah.
What'd you say again?
Your math is fucked up.
Hey, he's tired, bro. He's been leaving pieces of himself all up and down the coast.
Yeah, about 2 days, two times a day for your math, the way for it to work out.
Yeah. 13 sessions in 7 days. That's,
got it.
That, yeah. He's like, oh, shit, I multiplied.
But no, I know what he's talking about, though, because they have multiple classes in the morning, so he's counting the morning sessions and then the night sessions. Touché. So I know what you mean, buddy.
But the good thing is, guys, I'm going to be, after talking to some of these guys, we're going to have some pretty sick seminars coming out of Florida.
Sweet. Dude, that is awesome, man. Hell yeah. The more, the better.
Yeah, I'm looking at, trying to get Henner out there for a seminar.
He's been out here before a couple times doing some seminars. Renner. So.
We can call him Renner for you, Walla.
Yeah.
Brenner.
Call him Renner.
Yeah, I need to pronounce my R's.
You need to tell him to bring his Henergy sandwiches. I want to try one of his energy sandwiches.
Yeah, we'll tell him to do that. And then probably going to try and have Keenan out there.
Oh, so nice.
Talk to him.
That would be super cool.
That's pretty interesting stuff.
Well, I got my gi, so.
Yeah, I got a gi too, buddy.
I know. That's crazy. You actually wearing a gi again.
Yeah, well, I'm still doing no gi a lot, but I'm trying to go equal. I'm trying to go half and half. So like six of my training sessions, or I guess, I don't know, like four of my training sessions a week being no gi, and like three, four of them being gi. And then I'm also doing judo too, so I got three judo sessions. So I'm in the gi probably more than I am no gi at this point.
That is true.
Yeah, you're coming back to the Jedi Warrior side.
Yeah, I mean,
is that what you call it? The Jedi Order?
I'm just doing it to expand my knowledge versus
Jedi not wearing a robe.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just doing it to expand my knowledge versus to be like, I prefer no gi. I always will, and I always have since the beginning. But to just to round myself out as an instructor and coach, God, I'm going to put that thing on and do the damn thing. You know, I want to be able to teach both ways. I don't want to say, oh, yeah, well, if I took the gi off, it would be a different story. You know what I mean? I'd rather just like gi, no gi, doesn't matter. You know, this is my experience. This is what I know how to
same,
do.
Dude.
Yeah.
So, I have the same feeling. Like
I don't think it's all the same. I think they're dirty cousins.
10th Planet.
Yeah? How'd that go?
When I went to 10th Planet and – you know, I was wrecking some fools there at 10th Planet no gi style, and they were like, "I don't understand. Like, just because I wear a gi doesn't mean I don't grapple."
I wrestle, player.
Actually, by the way, thanks Art for working with that cloverleaf on for me. That helped me a lot. I actually caught a couple guys from 10th Planet in the cloverleaf.
Did you really? That's awesome, man. Good.
Yeah,
it's nice from the 411 position.
Yes. Yeah, remember outside Oshie?
Yeah.
You were working with me?
So you,
yeah,
you
sure
went
as heck did, man.
You went outside Oshie and hit the clover leaf? Or did you go, were you sitting steps it through to the 411 then hit clover leaf?
Well, I was sitting outside Oshie, and then the dude tried to like push on my hip with the leg that was not trapped with the legs.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he did that, his foot was just right there underneath the shin. So I was like, oh, that's cloverly. Bam.
Oh, right on. Very cool. Good deal, man.
Oh, and I did hit a ham sandwich, and that was definitely, as soon as I hit that, I started laughing because I remember that being one of your number one moves back in the day.
Yeah, I love the ham sandwich. You know, I keep seeing all these damn videos. They call it the bear trap, but I don't like the bear trap.
That's because you hate bears.
Yeah.
I fucking do hate bears. I hate them. It's not that I hate them. It's just I have a very healthy respect for them. Is it not?
Just call it what it is. It's fear.
Dude, you...
Waller just sounded like, what's his name, off of...
Barry White? Yes. Yes, I know.
The one he's like, I heard their menstrual cycles are frank bears.
Dude, it is so bad. So Cole James,
Anchorman.
He's a blue belt under Brandon McCaffrey over in Decatur, made me a picture, and it has me sitting on a ledge, like cross, you know, just cross-legged, like Lotus type situation, and a bear next to me. I was like, this is too perfect.
I wanted to say something about it. Be like, that's unrealistic, bro. He fears the bears.
I fear bears so bad. That would be like me on one of my hikes. I'm just like chilling on the edge, like looking over, like, how beautiful is this? And a bear just creeps up next to me, not even know. Fuck! I would shit myself right then, dude. It'd be crazy.
I'd jump. I'd be like, fuck.
I'd jump. Like,
All right.
Two broken legs.
I'm going to get off the phone. I'm driving in some heavy traffic, so.
All right, man. Thank you for the call.
With me. Block the rest of the 2018 Jiu Jitsu tour.
All right. I'll be looking. You know I'm watching.
I know you are, Waller.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you later.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Bye.
Out.
Hey, did you see the video that was around this week, earlier this week, about the bear that was chasing that boat?
A what? Bear chasing a boat?
Yeah. You didn't see it? I'll look for it. Apparently not. I'll show it to you after the podcast. It was somebody's like, whose dog is this? Because at first it looked like a dog in the water. And
oh, I saw it.
And then the first couple passes, you're like, man, that's a big ass dog. And then at one point you see it. You're like, fuck,
that's a bear. Yeah.
Fuck that thing.
Yeah, that was,
Nope. The shit out of that.
That boat was not big enough to be fucking with that bear.
I'm like, this little engine better get me away as, you know, as quickly as it can away from this bear.
Between that and then I've seen the one where the hippo chases the boat and you're like, holy shit.
Did you see the one where the iguana was 4 miles out
of
shore?
Oh, yeah. Got on the kayak, rode back in. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there was an iguana like 4 miles out.
Yeah, it was down in Key West. The guy was kayak fisherman.
That actually makes sense. Those fuckers swim pretty good, actually.
They do, but 4 miles out is a bit extreme, I think.
Probably just rode the current. Just chilling.
And there would be Mon Cheri.
Oh, hello, Mon Cheri. I like your shirt right there. You're looking perfect.
Cue. We'll let her get situated, and then we'll turn her mic up. How you feeling?
Hoorah, hoorah, hoochie mama.
There's a blanket on your chair for you, Amanda.
It's time for the percolator.
Amanda was like, we're going to put this up there for Sherry. This will be the blanket, the upstairs blanket.
Well, no lie. I sat in that chair, and that wind like blows right on it. It makes you cold.
Well, you've got that, and then you've got the vent that's over your head. So, yeah, it gets a little cool.
Yeah, you get both. You're getting a double whammy. Double whammy.
Double whammy.
All right. Are you settled in?
All right.
Put that to your mouth.
Is that better?
There you
Yay.
Go.
Yay. She is back. Hold on. Because the dog wants to go with you.
Puppies.
Yeah, the thing's going to scream at you. Just gentle.
Miss Maria.
I don't touch her belly and she won't scream.
She's like, yeah. I'm sensitive.
Yeah, I will tell you while we were earlier it was time to take the puppies out. And Amanda was like, because I was hooking Maria up in the harness and everything. And I was just taking them into the backyard. And Amanda was like, why are you doing that? You're just going into the backyard. You don't have to, you know. Hook up Maria. She should be all right. She's slow. I'm like, I ain't taking that chance. It might be a ploy, you know. And then as soon as she realizes she's off leash, she turns into Speedy Gonzalez.
She sees a dog. She's gonna bolt.
Well, we were in the backyard.
Okay.
And I told her, I said, I'm not taking that chance because if she gets out of the fence, we lose this dog. We'll have to move. We will have to leave
because Wallow go John Wick on his ass
before the podcast starts. We have to be gone. He'll be busting up concrete and shit like that, pulling out the box of guns and. Oh, Puerto Rican on me. I ain't having that.
I wouldn't do that.
Bullshit.
I will just burn your shit down.
That's what he said. You're going to burn it down. That's so funny because he said that.
Yeah,
that's
hilarious. I'm like, well, we'll burn my house down.
I'm kidding.
And then she's waiting at his door at his house.
Right. Because it was funny because the other day or last night we were.
That's how I feel when I get your dog. I'm like.
If something happens,
this is going to be horrible.
Well, yesterday we went for a couple walks around the block yesterday with her, and the first one did not go well because we timed it wrong, and we got all the way down the block and around, and we were coming back. We got about halfway down that road.
You didn't see the rain coming?
Well, we were trying to hurry up and get done, and then the rain just, the bottom fell out on us. So Amanda brought an umbrella, and it was me, Amanda, and Maria. I had already picked her up because there was a dog that was off leash down the road.
So in case you're not from... Callahan, bottom fell out on us, meaning it's going to rain.
Yeah, rain.
Not bottom fell out. I was like, you shit yourself.
No. So then as you see, you know, people are driving down the road, and our neighbors were actually in their garage laughing at us because it's me, Amanda, and Maria all trying to huddle up underneath one umbrella and shuffling down the road. Okay. Tiny, we were like, whatever. You're in the rain. Have fun.
It's amazing that you had an umbrella with you.
Well, I've lived in Florida a long time, huh?
He just carries an umbrella. It's like a gun.
Listen, let's
stop. I haven't even bought an umbrella, and I've been here 8 years.
Listen, let's stop pussyfooting around and stop talking about the fucking rain. Let's talk about something real serious.
Okay.
Conor McGregor. What the fuck happened?
Oh, man. I think it's a ploy, bro. I think it's a ploy.
I think so, too.
I think it's a ploy on cocaine.
I think it's a work.
I don't know. I
think Conor's a smart man.
I think it was staged.
I don't know.
Something went a little too far, but nevertheless staged.
Listen, I don't believe it was – okay, so I don't believe it's staged by the UFC. What I do believe is that Conor saw an opportunity – he's a very smart man. He saw an opportunity to create enough hype.
There wasn't any hype on this card
at
all.
Yeah, to create enough hype to make the fight with Khabib and him – be a big one, to actually make real money.
Well, you know where this all stemmed from, though, where it started.
Yeah, apparently Khabib and his crew, whatever, picked on one of Conor's guys. And
yeah, so
he called Conor, and Conor flies him and his crew out from Ireland or where the fuck they're at.
Yeah.
And then, like, goes ham. Now, look, they're trying to stop him. He threw the thing at the bus. I mean, come on, man. He probably didn't mean to, like, cut the dude for sure. But definitely, that creates... He's not afraid. He didn't spend a night in jail. Come on, man. They might have arrested him. He paid the bond. You know, he's going to make millions off of that fight with him.
There was a report that says that Dylan Dennis was the one that bailed him out.
Yep.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
He rolling like that? He got 50 G's to bail him out?
I don't believe he's broke.
Oh, I don't think he's broke. I imagine either. He's made some I mean, he lives money. In New York. You got to have some money.
Yeah, imagine fucking New York. And plus, you know, Connor's gonna pay him right back. Come on, yeah, that's come true. On. He's like, listen, Dylan Dennis. I mean,
and it's still like 10% anyway. Of
something like that. You're not paying the whole.
Yeah,
deal. Yeah.
So come on. 5 G's then.
Yeah, 5 G's. Like pocket change. Out.
But supposedly there's 21 charges pending.
Because there's 21 people on the bus?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Between
I
that and then
all 21 people were not hurt.
No,
what do they got to charge them?
Sometimes it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sometimes they throw
mental distress.
They throw as many charges. Oh,
my
God, I was
scared for my life.
They throw as many charges as possible. Hopefully one sticks. That's what happens, man. That's what they do. And that's fine. Connor, just lawyer the fuck up. Let his lawyers handle all that business. He's going to keep business as usual. They're going to make that fight happen between Khabib and him, and boom. And it's for the belt again.
No. Well, yeah, it would have to be if he fights Khabib.
Because Khabib has the belt now.
Because Khabib has the belt now.
Because he has the belt now. So, boom, he's going to fight for the belt.
This was just such a shit show.
I watched the first round and went to sleep.
Four fights three were canceled because of this shit.
Yeah. So, you had Holloway got pulled.
Well, that was because he was unfit medically too.
And what was
to lose the weight?
Was it his foot or to lose the weight?
Yeah, it was the weight. That's what
healthy.
The,
yeah,
healthy.
What was Pettis's? Why did he get pulled?
He wanted money, and they said no. Okay. Is what I heard.
It's funny because he went on Twitter saying, "Just waiting to hear back from them," and I responded, "Dude, what are you waiting for? They already got Ally Aquinta. You're not getting the fight." I mean, obviously, I wasn't dickish or anything.
Yeah,
but I'm like, "Hey, reports say that." Aquinta got the fight, you know. He was like, "I'm waiting on a callback." I'm like,
"He made it out of the first round, so."
Well, Aquinta's not a slouch.
No,
by any
but
means.
Everybody thought that he would just get
mauled,
especially with one day notice. I think it's more or less.
Can you imagine if Aquinta would have won that shit? He shook up the world.
Yeah,
I was kind of hoping he did.
I know, me too. I was hoping that Khabib would take that L, get that zero.
Nah.
You know, out of his record. But I guess Aquinta was not the guy to do it.
No.
I thought that Max Holloway had a pretty decent chance if he could have kept it standing. Because that's your boy. What do you think?
I think so, too. But he ain't no slouch, man. He knows how to get up. So, I mean, getting him down and keeping him there is, you know, a couple different things. So, we'll see.
It's funny because I posted, you know, something. And Blake said, I responded, "Oh, well, I wanted to see Joanna and Rose as the main event anyway." And I'm like, dude, you know, just because you wanted to see it doesn't mean that.
Yeah, that doesn't make the pay-per-view.
Yeah, it doesn't make the pay-per-view. The main event, you know, is.
Hey, they're the co-main event, man. I heard it was a really good fight.
Joanna and
Rose.
It was a really good fight, actually. Really good fight. I mean,
I saw the stills. I didn't watch the fight. I went to bed like a lame-o at 11, but.
But anyway, I was telling him, look, man, Holloway was going for history. Not a lot of guys get the chance to win two belts, you know, 145 and 155. Imagine if he had won it, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
How many guys have done that to hold two belts at the same time?
Connor?
Just Connor. So he would have been the second guy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a couple of guys that won multiple belts in different divisions, but not at the same time.
Yeah, they didn't hold them at the same time.
Yeah. So he was going for history. To me, that's important. But, you know, I guess for Blake, because he thought Joanna was the greatest women fighter.
The funny part is, so I watched that whole fight. I, like, turned my alarms on so that I could take a nap and then wake up, see if I'd catch it, because I was not watching the rest of the card.
Yeah.
And then it was probably after the second round, she realized, shit, I didn't lose because of that weight cut. This girl actually can fight. Like, you can see her whole demeanor completely changed, and she was showing a lot of respect to Rose.
I think Rose was still in her head. You know, and again, Blake said, "No, I don't think that she is." I'm like,
"That was a really good fight. It was really close."
I think that she is. I think that she was in Joanna's head, knowing that, you know, she can take her down or knock her out. Either way, she, you know, Rose had a chance to beat her, and she did. She beat her again.
She stumbled her a couple times.
She definitely elevated her game, because when I watched her fight a couple times before Joanna, And then since Joanna, her game is elevated for sure.
Yeah, she stumbled against Carolina Cavalcaba. She lost to her.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Who, by the way, beat Felice Herrick convincingly, I heard.
Yeah. Oh,
last night?
Yeah.
Felice looked amazing, but she did, physically, but I didn't see the fight.
The other girl had her. Yeah. And it was.
Decision loss?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Felice. I don't know.
She's a quirky chick, too. Wasn't the better fighter last night.
Yeah.
What's crazy is Joanna outlanded her. I mean,
the
only thing Rose won on was takedown, one of two. Everything else, 160 to 108 on total strikes, 145 to 105 on significance.
But then if you saw Joanna's face, she looked like she got hit with a
baseball bat a few times.
Rose barely looked touched.
So she probably landed the harder punches for sure, huh?
Yeah.
Well, but they gave significant strikes to Joanna.
Because she had kicks. She was kicking. I mean, Rose's leg's going to hurt today.
Mm.
But that's all she was really getting in as far as significant. Like, it was just kicks.
I did see that.
Do you think it was one of those? I'm sorry. Do you think it's one of those you have to beat the champ to be the champ? You know what I mean? Type deal? Yeah. Or do you think, like, if you looked at the fight, you'd be like, yeah, Rose took some punches, but she
I feel like Rose had more cage control. I feel like Rose was pushing a lot more.
Yeah.
The third and fourth round, Joanna was, she did win those ones. She was pushing hard. But then the fifth round, she just kind of
was starting to fade
a little bit. Yeah. But I think I don't think she was even fading. I think Rose just picked it up. And she kind of slacked back a little bit.
You also got to remember, too, with Joanna, she had so many fights in Muay Thai.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe she can't cut to 115 and perform out the way that she was performing before.
She had a really good weight cut, though, this time.
No, that's fine, but, you know, your body, you were talking about, you know, how your body reacts.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's time for her to move up to 125.
I didn't realize she's 30, which doesn't seem like it's that much, but 30's getting up there when you're going against these 20-year-olds. Well,
not only that, when you have that many fights, that's a lot of abuse on the body.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna take anything away from her. She, you know, she was good. She defended the belt. I don't know how many times.
Five
times.
Yeah. So I mean,
so she did really fucking good.
But then, who do you throw up to Rose now?
Carolina Cavalcavich.
Really?
Because that's her loss right there.
Okay.
Yep.
So, you know, figure she beat Felice.
They were already saying during that match it would be Felice or Carolina going for the title.
Really?
Next. Yeah, whoever won that match was more likely to be.
Yeah, because if you look at it this way, is Joanna beat Carolina. But what are you going to do? Throw Joanna again at Rose after she beat her again?
Yeah. That'd be like a Misha and Aranda situation.
Yeah.
Carolina, she beat the shit out of Felice.
She did.
It was 140 to 97.
At this point, I think it's like, you know, take a little bit of time off. Let's see how the women's roster goes and then, you know, pick a fighter.
I think they might want to start signing some more girls at 115.
They might need to.
They might need to, you know, go to Invicta and say, hey.
Expand the roster a little bit.
Yeah, who do you got coming up? That's good. We need some challengers.
Who's a champion?
Yeah.
In the making.
They need to do that show, what is it? Dana White looking for a fight for women.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be interesting.
Like, we saw these two girls last night. They both had a stand-up.
Was it Taylor?
Taylor what?
At the, in Orlando, right?
I can't remember
Taylor
the
White,
name.
I think. Taylor Samantha White.
I don't know.
Pete White's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
All I know is that those girls, they both had stand-up. And they got into a clinch situation, and this girl was using dirty boxing. She was grabbing
her. She's a boxer.
She was grabbing her by the back of the neck and just uppercutting her.
Nice.
Oh! We have Miguelinho calling in. Hold on.
Hey, Miggy. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Miggy?
What up, y'all?
What is poppin', yo?
Hi.
Oh, we have Carla.
Carla. Hey. How's it going in the Great Northwest?
What? What did
it's
you say?
It's cold up here compared to the desert.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Yeah, so when you guys moving back?
They just left.
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
She's like 3 years.
Oh, Seattle.
Pat stayed. You know, why can't you stay?
Wait, what?
Pat stayed. Why can't you stay?
Because Uncle Sam hates Carla.
Well, Pat made it happen, and he's only an E5. I'm just saying.
So check this out, Locker Room Talk Nation.
What's up?
Write a letter to your local congressman and tell him you bring Carla back.
You think I won't do it? You think I won't do it?
You're going to have about three people do it.
Tax dollars to work.
Like, listen.
We're too brown for the Northwest, guys. We're too brown.
I'm going to tell them that, too. It was like the only brown people up there are the Filipinos. I mean,
exactly. The Filipinos and Native Americans.
Yeah, there's
a
couple
of
those.
I look like a tourist. I belong here.
You don't belong
here. I'm about to say, I don't think there's probably not a big Puerto Rican, you know, thing going on up there in Seattle.
I don't remember there being.
No, dude, I told them I'm Puerto Rican. They're like, you legal? I'm like, yeah.
You're too far from the border.
Legal, son.
You know, they thought I was coming through Washington to sneak into Canada, you know, so I won't get deported or something, man.
Sounds about weird. Right.
Canada's going to deport your ass anyway.
Yeah.
They don't tolerate that shit. They're like, we don't need no goddamn wall.
You know, it's
we
funny,
just
man.
See your papers.
People bust on us about, like, not letting people in, but Canada's way more strict, dude.
I don't know. I got into Canada easily. It was getting back into the
U.S. You know
US
how they let you in?
What's that?
They ask you, who's your favorite MMA fighter? If you don't say GFT, they send your ass back.
That makes sense. I mean,
he is a national treasure.
And you have to say it in French.
Oh, shit.
So I'm super fucked.
Can you just do a fake French accent?
Joe Saint-Pierre.
I can't even
do Joe Saint-Pierre.
Yeah, you don't roll your R's in French.
Saint-Pierre.
Yeah.
Like, this dude's from Puerto Rico. He rolled the R's.
French accent right there.
Like, he's a fucking fake.
Fajasa hobby.
Yeah, she's crazy, man. Dude, but yeah, man. So you liking it? You guys get moved in. Carla, you're back in the States. I mean, it seems like it was a blink of the eye, man, but you've been gone forever.
6 months?
Yeah, man. It was an eternity, man. Like, you know, Carl looking all scanny and stuff, dude. Like, she's skinny. I was like, who that off the plane? I was like, oh, shit, that's my wife.
Yo, so we had a bet going.
Yeah, I lost.
Over, under.
Over, or under. How many pumps?
Yeah, over, under.
My boy. My boy went over.
Dude, yeah, you know, I surprised myself, to be honest, man.
He's like,
so I'm going to just tell this to the listeners, never bet against yourself.
He's like, I got two holes. On.
You must hold on.
I was like, whoa, something's not right. I had to pinch myself. I'm like, yep, this ain't a dream. What the fuck?
This ain't a dream.
You were looking all pimpy, too, when you picked her up. Looking good.
I helped him pick out that outfit.
I almost overslept going to get Carla.
Bro, you were so overdressed.
Yeah, you were a bit overdressed, but you still look good.
I don't believe you're overdressed.
I don't think so.
I don't believe you're overdressed.
Bro.
I think
trust
you're...
me.
You know what? I fucked up. I should have just wore a rash guard and spat. You know what I'm saying?
Get straight to the grappling,
show
right?
What's up? Hey, show everyone else what's up.
That's right. It's like, hey, check out this package.
I'm like, yo, I train what they do. They just got mustaches. That's it.
You could have worn the one that looks like a tux.
Oh, that's what I should have done.
And then I see a snap of Mickey wearing those horrible sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I had to do it, man. I'm glad I never wore them in public. I see you get shot looking like me. You know, if I ever become a taxi driver, you know damn well I'm going to wear those glasses. Other than that, nah, son.
If you look gay before, you look even gayer then.
Exactly. That's just the purpose there. You know, I look like I'll change my name to Raj.
To what?
To Raj, the
is that like with Middle an R? Is that like
driver.
With an R and a J?
R-A-J.
Raj.
Nice.
Or what's it? Quick, give me a Greek name. I could be a Greek taxi driver as well, I guess.
Danny.
Those glasses.
Prokopos.
Oh, whoa! Oh man, what's up? A signal went out. What's up?
You asked for a Greek name, right?
I don't know many Greeks.
Oh, what?
I don't know any.
Yeah, I don't know any Greeks.
So,
oh my God, I just can't. It's great. What'd you say?
Don't be a chicken shit. We ain't talking shit. You just asked for a name, so I just gave you one. It's not like we're talking bad about Denny.
We're not. We're really not. He can kick my ass any day of the
week. He can kick all our ass. What are you talking about, man? I'm not going to talk shit about that,
man. Y'all realize he's like a drive away from me.
Well, fuck you then.
We go put it out there. You called him out.
Yeah, better you than me.
Yeah,
he gonna put up 20,000 and a Bitcoin to beat your
I'll
ass.
I'll take an ass beating for some Bitcoin. I mean,
well, you're not gonna get the Bitcoin because it's a bet.
And Bitcoin's down
again.
I just won't make weight. I guess right. Is that cool?
Oh, it's gonna be absolute, bro.
Damn it!
So did you watch the fight last night?
I kind of fell asleep. Woke up for Khabib's fight. I actually saw that Al made it. Like, it was like the second round when I woke up, and I went back to sleep. I was like, well, damn. I miss Thug Rose. I heard she won. I was like, that's my girl. Thug Rose.
Thug Rose.
Thug Rose.
Hell yeah.
Well, man, I think not many people really stayed up and watched those fights, bro. I mean, it was kind of like a back and forth. It was going to be good. It was going to be good.
I was doing better stuff last night. So,
you know. Yeah, man, dude.
He was getting cream pied and shit.
Oh, man. That was great, man. Got to see this buff white guy cream pie another dude, man. No homo. Literally no homo.
Did you see me slapping him on the ass in the morning?
Yeah, man. I was like, woo.
Wake like, up, sunshine.
I had to take an extra long shower after that video. Let's just say that.
I bet.
Let's just say that. Just murdering kids.
Look like he slapped a bear. Just stretching. It's like, God damn, he's
So I will tell you a story about last night of what happened.
Okay.
So we're all, staggering, walking towards the corner to wait for our Uber. We all have to piss.
Because they're responsible people.
Yeah. We all have to piss. And Jalen's like, I got to go piss right here. And I'm like, dude, this is like the middle of the fucking street.
He said right here.
And he leans against the stop sign. Pretends like he's on the phone, and all of a sudden, I see the stream. And I'm like, what the fuck?
And that's how you become a sexual offender.
Bro.
I mean, if you think about it, though, who's going to say something to Jalen?
Well, here's the thing.
Popo.
Exactly. Here's the thing. Not even 5 seconds after he got done and turned around, here comes two cops on bicycles.
Oh, man.
I was like, holy shit, Jalen.
They'll do it so fast too, and then they'll say
indecent exposure or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, they hit you with some stupid stuff, man.
So he didn't get charged, right?
No. There's nothing illegal about it. The man had to piss.
Hey man, you know what?
I was about to make, free my boy Jalen t-shirts and stuff.
When I was in Amsterdam,
show him some love.
They have and actually in Germany too, they have these porta potty things. They look like they're open though. You just like walk right into it, and has like two, or has actually four walls, and there's four pissers. It's a circle thing, and you're like, you're pissing inside the thing. It's right on the street. Like your back is too. It's just normal. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've seen them. Yeah,
I've seen videos on that.
Yeah, they're just open. You just walk up and you piss, and I mean, like, you're pissing basically in a corner into this hole, and you have like two little walls next to you, but it's like there's four pissers right there. It's crazy. There's no door. There's no nothing. You just walk up and piss.
Well,
what about women?
That one's not for women. Sorry. There's no doors.
Need that little, what are they
That's for the dudes, because dudes.
She needs the Whizinator.
Yeah.
No, it was the
she-wee.
The cone?
I'm sure you can probably she-wee, but they'd be like, she probably has a dick.
You're just
shaking out your she-wee, put it back in your pocket.
What are you carrying around the she-wee in the purse?
I mean, yeah.
Really? I mean, if you're going out drinking, it's best to be prepared, sir.
Okay.
Duh.
I was at my friend's house babysitting, and all of a sudden she was probably 5 or 6 at the time, walks out, and she's got a shiwi in her hand, and I'm like, what? That's a shiwi? And she was like, yeah! And she's like freaking out holding it. And I'm like, wait, is it used? She's just carrying it around, like walking around.
No, so pour my drink down it.
Huh? Yeah, she knew what it was. I already knew what it was when I saw it. But then she's like telling me all about it, and I just let her tell me, and then she's walking around, and then I was like, wait, is that used?
That would be great for
you. Why do you have
for
that?
Your Tinder profile, because now you can put video on Tinder.
Can you?
Yeah. They allow you to put video on.
Interesting.
You put a video of Sherry just taking a piss with that shiwi.
That's hilarious.
Hi, guys.
Looking over her shoulder as she's like, what's up?
You're like, guys. Interested? Hit me up.
Well, we went to the VR junkie thing at the mall yesterday. I had gotten my son a 15-minute game.
Yeah.
And there was a guy, girl. I don't know what. As soon as
it was a thing.
They talked, I was like, and I turn around and Bert's looking. My son looks at me, and Bert's like, I don't know if she recognized. I was like, I do. Like he didn't think that I caught on. It's like as soon as you hear it, it's like the deepest man voice you'll ever hear with a girl with wig and boobs.
Oh.
Like it was red lipstick and everything.
He wasn't even trying to hide it, huh? He's like, hey man, it's my voice.
It wasn't a squeaky voice, it was a man voice, and it was just,
hey baby, how you doing?
Pretty much.
Jalen told me the lamest joke on the way over here.
Oh god.
Oh, let's hear it.
He goes, What does a gay horse eat?
Hey. I mean, that's pretty old. Anyway.
And then he goes, wait, hold up. Let me tell you
the rest. It's not over. No. It's not over. Okay, keep
going. Then he goes, what does a lesbian horse eat?
What?
Hey!
Oh, man. That was powerful.
Damn. Is this what we get to look forward to next weekend?
Probably, yes.
I don't know, man.
Damn.
I'm going to have a bad joke paper over here just marking them down.
Just wait till Jarrell gets here and he starts doing his impressions.
Oh man.
It's pretty funny. No lie, it's pretty funny. He's funny, dude.
We were at this bar and he started doing Randy Macho Man Savage and Stone Cold Steve Austin. And like, what the fuck?
Yo, my favorite thing from Jarrell is his bar rescue impersonation, John Tapper.
Yeah.
It's so damn accurate.
Yeah.
That guy's crazy.
Dude, he was...
I was like, we're probably going to get in a fight, pretty sure of it. And he's just going to watch it all happen.
Dude. He was all over the place last night.
That's usually how he is.
He was...
Sounds right.
Yelling, you know, being loud, cussing at Perkins.
Drill.
Cussing at Perkins?
Yeah. God damn it, motherfucker. Yeah, woo! Pretty much. Yeah, it was funny.
Give my grandpa...
Funny as fuck,
dude.
LOL. But yo, guys, I gotta bounce. I gotta go get some groceries real quick because your boy's starving.
You gotta go get groceries.
So hold on, let me guess. You're gonna go to Trader Joe's and you're gonna
go get some quinoa.
Get yourself some microbrew.
Flannel t-shirts. Get some microbrew. Get some kombucha.
He's gotta go get groceries and a job.
Hell yeah, I do gotta get a job too, my man.
Well, you're shopping for groceries, just apply.
Hey, if you want, you can just get a bag of oranges.
I'm just trying to sell like umbrella insurance. Yeah. Over
sell
here. A little
street corn.
Umbrella insurance? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what? People use umbrellas. I can try to sell umbrella insurance. That seems like the perfect hipster job for the Northwest.
In case you lose your umbrella.
Man, I'm just gonna hang up on you now.
Plain joking, you know, make it feel like the good old days.
Man. Well, at least they're real hipsters over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what are you saying? That the hipsters here are not real?
We got some faux hipsters.
No, how about
they
this?
Are
let's
completely
just say
different.
This way, man.
Yeah.
So it feels like everywhere here is Riverside.
Yeah. That's about right. That's about right.
So you feel right
That's
at
the
home
best
then.
Way to put it.
You buy your skinny jeans yet?
Duh.
Skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans, that's fedora. So with a fade and
beard.
Yeah, and the beard.
Yeah.
You get your beard oil.
Get you a typewriter.
I feel weird now because I actually bought beard shampoo, so I need you guys to stop.
Jesus.
So what is it? Single gear bite?
Yeah, go get you a fixed gear.
Fixed gear bite.
Hey, real quick, though, have you found a place to train?
Seattle, hell no.
I have one of those too.
Have you found a place to train yet?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Base.
Have you found a place to train yet?
Oh, yeah. There's a place. I was waiting for Carla to get back and for me to, like, not be hurt anymore because I'm still hurting a little bit from when I went to the open mat at your place.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not. There's a Spider-Man, really great guy. He's really solid.
Pussy.
Great black belt out here. And they just got a new brown belt as well, man. They kill it at tournaments.
Pussy.
Super great group of people, man.
Good deal, man. I can see that. Well, get some videos
man.
And, you know, let's see how you're working out there. Have,
no,
Carla,
for sure,
have Carla
man.
Hit
yeah,
some
like
videos
a,
send them to us.
Hell yeah, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
But all right, players, we love y'all. We miss y'all. We'll be there either end of the month or beginning of May.
Outstanding.
Oh,
so
yes. Nice.
Hell yeah, players.
All right. Well, we'll
hit y'all up next week, my dogs.
All right, player.
Peace.
Later.
Bye.
Nice. That was cool, man.
That
I was super excited to talk
Miguelinho.
To him.
He's still very much part of the podcast.
Oh, very much so. Very much so.
Yeah, very much so.
We can't really have no podcast without a Miguelinho and a Carla every once in a while.
We can say our podcast goes across the country now.
Oh, yeah. We're in Conus.
We go from coast to coast.
Coast to coast. Trying to pick up some west side, you know, some of the west coast, you know what I mean?
There you go.
Listeners.
Well, we just had a two west coast, you know, guys
yeah.
call.
Good point.
Yeah, it's you guys from the West Coast listening all the way over there.
Yeah.
You like that?
So I was at Publix the other day, and I'm wearing my locker room talk shirt, and the guy's trying to read, you know, that part that says rocking out with our cocks out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, that's funny. And then he looks at the shirt. He goes, hey, that's you. And I'm like, yeah, that's me.
This happened to us a couple times.
Yeah. Well, it also happened last night. One of the guys from BTT.
Was rocking one of our shirts?
No. Jalen said something about the podcast. He's like, oh, that's right. You're the locker room talk guy. And I'm like, yeah, that's me.
The locker room talk guy.
You're that guy. You're the semi almost maybe not famous yet, though.
I'm not. We're not. We're not famous.
Well, I mean, if you're ego grabbing like that, you're never going to really get famous. No, you know? Either you got something or you don't, right?
I'm not much about that ego grab, I guess.
It's funny.
I don't want to be famous. I just want to be me and have fun with it.
It's a lot easier that way.
Yeah. I don't want to deal with stuff like famous people do.
Nah.
That just doesn't
sound. Oh, you mean all the money and lawyers and.
Yeah, that. I don't want that.
Nah.
Carry on. Stay the person you are. Just make some money, though.
Yeah, let's
Money's nice.
Money's nice. We can pay bills and stuff. Yeah. Eat.
Let's go sell some
eating.
Drugs.
Eating's good.
You mean more what? Than ramen?
Huh?
What? Somebody said something about.
Oh, somebody said that they opened up a new place out of the beach.
There's a ramen joint, ramen. Actually, on at Five Points. Me and Freddie Easter went there and ate.
How did come you I wasn't actually invited? Got in?
Because me and him was doing a day training session. Huh?
You actually got in?
Is it busy?
Dude, yeah. It is always slammed. We've driven by there.
Yeah, I walked twice. In. I was like, yo, I've never been here. They're like, oh, yeah, the ramen is a little gay black guy. Oh, yeah. And set us down. He explained us the ramen and all the different kinds of soups.
Were you excited when he explained it to you?
I was super excited. I was like, oh, my God, I've never had this before. I've only had it out of, like, you know, little packets.
the cup, what is it, noodle cup?
Yeah, noodle yeah, cup, top noodle, ramen.
Yeah, top ramen. I only had the top ramen. I was like, same
fuck
shit.
Top ramen. I hate it with a passion.
Oh, man.
But it was good, man. I mean, I enjoyed it.
I want to have some real ones, so I'm thinking about going to the one on the beach soon.
Okay.
You know? See what is...
Why the beach? You don't want to go to the one in Five Points?
No, I don't. It's closer. I'm not a hipster.
Not everything in Five Points is hipster.
No, yes, it is.
Just about everything, but not everything.
Miggy said it is, so...
I mean, you're going to see a lot of them, yes. They're everywhere.
Talking about, oh, you should ride your bike and get this beard oil and drink this beer.
Yeah, get out the way of my excursion. Move.
Get out my way.
You don't take your excursion to Riverside.
Yeah, I have.
You shouldn't.
Why?
Because it's not hip.
I don't give a shit.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Look at me, Wally. You think I give a shit about being hip?
Yeah.
No.
All right, guys. I don't know about you, but I need to get cracking. I got another training session to do.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, well, sorry. I mean, we didn't mean to keep you.
No. You guys can keep doing this. I got to go.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Oh, nice.
Big hugs and shit.
Bye, bitch.
Bad bitch.
What time are you going to meet Aaron?
7, but I need to eat. I'm starving.
All right, bro. Well, we'll catch you later.
Your food's downstairs.
Well, how wait?
Yeah, make sure you grab yours.
You also be careful. I need your
it
bags.
Looks like I have,
yeah.
It looks like I have mix, too. Is that
yes.
Right?
Yeah, just be sure you don't grab mine this time, please. Fridge,
but I'll figure it out.
All right, well, cool. Get the fuck out.
Yours is in peace. A white bag, though, so be careful.
His is?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not good with white bags, because that's what mine was in last time.
Did you say wet bag? What?
Tell me. I didn't know how many you got. I just saw the one that says Chris. I grabbed the one that said Chris.
Yeah, you missed the white bag that had Chris Sharon written on the front.
You didn't tell me you had 2 bags. You said, hey, can you pick up my food?
So hey, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I didn't know you had 50 fucking meals.
I'm just saying. Bro.
All right, well, this is not really making for good podcasting, but, you know. Anywho.
Make a fucking podcast.
This guy.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Give him a hug so he can get the fuck out.
Short joke.
Why are you trying to do that?
Hi. How's my levels?
Hey, bye.
Shit's on point. Yo, why are you yelling, man?
You sound different on my... Go away.
I know. I sound amazing.
Do me a favor. Mark that number so we can cut this shit out.
1, 2, 1, 2. Dude, look. I can see my voice waves. This is dope. Autobots. Roll out. Starscream.
Hey, Art.
This is cool, dude. It looks like robot right
here. Art, roll out. What? You have a training session.
I'm working on rolling out. I got to eat food, though, first. But this shit is entertaining as fuck, dude. Look at all these buttons. Hey, can I push that one?
No.
How about that one? Wait. Look at this thing over here. Dude, look. You got little buttons all on the side of here. What is that?
Yes.
It's a gaming mouse.
Why don't you put that finger up your ass?
Like, you just hit that, and then it runs through all the different points.
No,
and stuff like
no.
That way you don't have to keep touching it. You have both hands. Yeah,
for my macros.
That's for my macros. What?
Listen, you don't know shit about technology, so don't even touch the board.
I got an iPhone. We're good.
You barely know how to work that.
Bro, I worked have you updated it yet? I did update it. He made me update it the other week, actually.
You know, that's a new update.
Yeah, I updated it again. I turned it off, turned it on, I did all that shit. It's cool.
Okay. That's not how it updates, but okay.
I went to settings and touch buttons and shit, and it's like 4.0. You are upgraded. It's weird. They're making noises and shit. Yeah, I'm just gonna come over and hang out with you like this sometimes. It just be, hey, you looking at my butt? What's up? You're looking at, why are you being crazy?
He just had coffee today?
Yeah, I gave him.
I just had a coffee, although it was a lot of sugar, so that was more than 3 and 3. I don't know what you did that time.
No, that was not more than 3 and 3.
Really? That was extra sweet this time. You must have put your finger in it.
Hey, no, this is not good podcasting.
Why is it not good
podcasting? Because you're leaving, right?
You always say it's adios. Not good podcasting, but it's always great.
No, it's not.
It's always amazing.
We're going to cut this shit out.
Why are you going to cut all this up? You're such a jerk. Tell him.
We're cutting it out, yes. Sure. I understand.
I got to fix my mic now.
I'm fixing it for you. Look.
No, you're not.
Look, you don't even have to touch on it. Just put it right by your mouth.
This is why your mic's always messed up.
All right, guys.
From there.
I'm grabbing it.
I think we should just end it.
Grabbing it from the arm. Look, the arm.
No, this is the arm.
Yeah, but.
See, there you go.
This is how you transfer.
Well, okay. See what you're doing?
Yeah.
You're making it loose, and it's just going to come off.
All right, guys. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, I'm gonna go become a world champion.
Bye.
Okay. I'm gonna go become a world champion. Handicap.
A what? A handicap world champion?
Yeah. Oh, I'm worried with all the non-handicap stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, Art of War.
Right.
Has left the building. All right. What else do we got? Who else was fighting last night?
Who was before? Who was before Felice? I heard a lot of good things about that fight, but I was sleeping.
I like that. I heard a lot of good things, but
I literally set my alarm for like every 10, 15, 20 minutes maybe.
Well, we know it wasn't Michael Chiesa or Anthony Pettis.
Nope, neither one of those. Let's see, was it
Durham? Neither Brandon Moreno or Ray Borg.
It might have been that one.
Who's Evan Durham?
No.
Dunham and Oliver.
The big last name?
Yeah.
I think that was who was before Felice.
It was round one when he won by TKO. Didn't land. Only 13 strikes thrown. So those 13 must have did the job.
I'm really interested to find out the pay-per-view numbers.
Oh, I'm sure
they couldn't have been.
If anything, I know everybody's like, Connor set this up, da-da-da-da-da. But he fucked that card up.
He did.
He fucked it up.
Well, 3 fights were canceled.
Yep.
I think that he was somewhat staged, but I think he may have gone a little overboard.
Because I think staging a confrontation was one thing. Yeah. Having glass being shattered and get into people's eyes, and then having three fights pulled from the card.
I wonder if they're like, shit, they said this was shatterproof.
Yeah, because, I mean, the thing is, it might have been staged, and yeah, I know he's got money and this and that, but there's going to be some civil lawsuits that come out. Because you got to figure, these guys are going to sue not only for, you know, injury, but for... income they didn't get to make.
No, they're getting paid.
Yeah, but you could still say potential income.
No, you can't. If the promotion is going to pay you, even though you didn't fight, you can't claim that because you got paid.
Yeah, but you didn't get a fight, so you might have missed out.
It doesn't matter. The sponsorship from what? Fucking Reebok?
No.
Talking about $2,000, $5,000?
They can have other sponsorships that just can't wear them.
You can't wear them fight week, so it doesn't matter. Their duties to any other sponsors were done a week prior to the event.
Okay.
So, fuck Reebok.
Well, sure. I'm still surprised they've got it.
Anywho.
Who
else?
Then you had the other... There was 3 female fights last night. You had the...
None of the which Art watched.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Who else was it?
Betch Rollins.
Oh, that's right.
And Ashley Evans-Smith.
Who won?
Ashley did. Decision.
That's that Australian girl, right?
I think so, yeah. And then Devin Clark and Mike Rodriguez. So there's your fights. You literally only had 9 fights last night. I think there was 2 more that were on the Fight Pass prelims, but those aren't listed. They might have not been, because normally they are listed on here, but they're not.
I thought there was 6 on the prelim.
Mm-mm. I think originally there was 6, because Pettis was a prelim.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a prelim.
Yeah. I thought he was in the main card.
No, I think he was a prelim last time we looked at it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But, well, I mean, I don't blame him for wanting that money. I mean, Jesus Christ, you're asking him to step
well,
in.
Well, you know, it's not that they asked for the money. Dana decided that he was going to pay them the money.
No, I'm talking about the reason why Pettis didn't fight, I guess, because he was asking
for money. Oh, fuck, if I'm fighting Khabib
on
short notice?
Yeah, I'm asking for money,
you better give me some money.
Yeah.
Because, shit, Khabib was going to annihilate pretty much anybody.
Basically.
Except Max Holloway.
I still think he would have won against Holloway, but I think it would have probably been a better showing.
So what happened to Tony?
I think Tony could have still also
ligament or something issue.
Yeah, he tripped over a cable at one of the interviews and supposedly like really, really fucked his knee up.
It was his MCL.
Like detached it from the bone kind of shit.
Damn, so if he would have fought, it probably would have been
a freak accident.
It happened a week before fight week. So the injury actually happened like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's crazy. Really?
Yeah, from what I read, it actually happened like 2 weeks ago.
Huh, and he was still training?
Mm-hmm.
That man is a beast and a savage.
And then when he notified the UFC of the injury, the doctors looked at it. The doctors are the ones that pulled him. So I still don't know why they pulled Holloway. I know they said that it was because of weight issues, but the thing is, from what Holloway was saying, that he could have made the weight.
Wait. Yeah, you can say you're going to make the weight, but how much was he weighing? You know, like,
he wasn't far off from what I heard.
It's a safety issue.
He wasn't far off. He was like 4 pounds off.
And some of the reports I heard was like he was struggling to lose weight.
Well, I mean,
and he was having to like push himself.
Oh, hold on. We got a Hobert Nunes calling in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's up, Robbie?
What you guys doing?
Yeah, well, you hear us, so you know what we're doing.
Trying to salvage what's left after Art's.
The talent is gone.
Yeah. Salvage the podcast because the talent left.
Yeah, we're treading water, Robbie.
The talent left.
We're sinking rapidly.
Oh, shoot, man. What were you guys talking about, though? I just saw the number pop up.
The fights.
We were talking about Holloway being pulled, and then Pettis, and then all the whole fiasco kind of
how Holloway did, like, you know, like most parents should have done and pulled out.
Are you trying to send a message my way?
Kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding, people.
No, I miss
all you
kids.
People with kids. I was just kidding. Your parents should have never pulled out. Jesus.
But what a monster Khabib is, man.
I didn't watch the fights.
What a pure monster. I didn't either, but it doesn't matter. I knew how it would go, and it went that way. Like, the guy is a freaking monster. It doesn't matter what your wrestling background is or anything. He's going to maul you.
Well, supposedly by the numbers and from a couple other little memes I saw, he actually held a strike clinic last night. So, like, he just dotted the... I mean, it was, let's see.
The first round was spent more on the ground. I mean, his sambo and his jiu-jitsu and all of that, it was just crazy.
Well, for total strikes, it was 172 to 43.
Oh, shit.
Significant was 134 to 41.
Holy shit.
Takedowns, oh, wow. Khabib had 6.
Yeah.
Takedowns.
He had a couple in the first round.
Yeah, and 1 submission attempt, so...
You know, did you guys see a little bit before? I don't think the UFC would ever do it, but I would love to watch it. He's a little bit bigger. Did you see where Ben Askren was saying, put me to fight him?
Yeah. Yeah, but it'll never happen.
I would have. Yeah, never. But that would be something I would love to see, just to kind of, you know, see who wins that takedown battle and everything. Because that'd be quite beautiful.
Yeah, that would be
guy's a monster,
epic match.
Man. Guy's a freaking monster.
I think Askren is the bigger guy also.
So. Yeah, he's definitely bigger. He fights at like he's a welterweight, right?
Yeah, 170.
So, yeah, so that's a.
I wonder what Khabib walks around at.
Oh, like 235.
Yeah, he's a big boy, but
he's a fatty in the offseason when he's not fighting.
He's 5'10, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Khabib's 5'10, right?
5'2.
No, he's not.
5'2 to 35.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's, not. Yeah, he's 5'10.
Jeez. So what do y'all think about the whole Conor McGregor thing? You think
it's
like
fake.
A WWE type thing?
It was staged.
You think so?
I think it was, but I think it got out of hand.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to tell, you know, always, but you got to wonder, like, I think it was like Blake or something shared this morning. I was thinking that same thing. I was like, yeah, man, you know, you got UFC promoting everything. Because no matter what, you know, whatever they say, regardless real or not, this, if it all works out where he can get, like, you know, some community service and some fines and all that. That's going to be make a humongous fight when him and Khabib fight. You know,
Triple H didn't give him the whole script.
Right. No, he didn't. He messed up.
Yeah.
Throwing dollies through windows.
Yeah.
But I mean,
he was supposed to throw a basketball through the window because he was going to bounce off.
Yeah, not a dolly.
Not a dolly. He's like, oh, I thought you meant a dolly, not a basketball.
I saw Brock Lesnar supposed to be fighting again.
Oh, yeah?
What?
There was a thing last week.
Really?
Yeah, I saw something that they were getting fights.
Is USADA stepping to the side or something? Because he can't come. I mean, goddamn.
They disband USADA.
Yeah, that's what they would have to do to let him come back.
What did he test for last time? Everything.
Everything.
Steroid cocktail.
Yeah. He'd had a better chance of
D-ball,
testing. D-ball. Maybe what he
C-ball,
wasn't on.
C-ball, J-ball, M-ball, N-ball.
You know what was crazy? When we were walking down around Mexico, you could actually, there were literally pharmacies. There were quite a few pharmacies on the streets. You could buy anything you wanted. Literally anything. Tranaball, all that shit. And it's advertised with, like, come on, come get it. Like,
so how much did you buy, Chris?
I Amanda wouldn't let me buy any.
Wow.
She said, you already got a small binga. Right? That thing is just going to shrink it even more.
Yeah, no shrinkage.
Probably the old meal.
Yeah.
So
what are you up to, Robbie?
Nah, man, just having a fun Sunday with the family, organizing the house a little bit for the realtors and whatnot. So just getting ready for my move.
Yeah, another one's
heading over to Texas.
What? Yeah, Robbie's moving to Texas. You didn't know?
No, I didn't know. I've been out of it for a few weeks, months.
Deuces.
Yep, he's dipping out to Texas.
He's going to take his Wing Chun and go.
That's right. He's going to open up a new school in Texas.
That's right, man. Texas Wing Chun.
He's going to call
360.
He's going to call it Wang. Chung.
Wang Chung. That's right. Stupid. So dumb. But nah, guys, you know, it's going to be, you know, I've been here for 28 years, you know, all my memories from here, but it'll be cool, man. Nice little adventure and everything. And I'm
man, fuck close, that.
So. You'll be back.
Well, how long before you leave, Robbie?
How long? We don't know yet. Claudia has to be there by the end of the month, but I'll probably be It's probably mid-May to probably beginning of June. It just depends on whenever I get a job out there.
So. Okay.
Right. Cool. Well, I'm going to get back to my stuff. Y'all get back to your stuff. Sorry you lost your talent.
Yeah. we're struggling, but we'll make it.
Yeah.
It's all good. Well, all right, homies. Y'all have a good rest of your Sunday, all right?
All right, brother. Peace.
Bye.
Later. Peace.
Later.
Okey dokey. I like having her on my lap. I'm not cold.
Who, Maria?
No, mm-hmm. She's like a...
Yeah.
Like a little furnace.
I mean,
furnace.
I do have the blanket still, but...
She's a little hot pocket.
She's nice.
She's a little furnace.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before Robbie called?
Holloway making weight.
Oh, Holloway making weight, yeah.
Yeah.
Making weight.
Well, they said the reporter read said he wasn't far off, but that it was the commission that wouldn't let him continue. Which made me wonder, since it was in New York, commission again, and they obviously...
They always fuck up some shit.
Yeah, they don't...
They should just stop doing fights there.
Yeah, nothing good's come from.
They just started doing fights there. Nope.
Yeah,
this is the second.
This is the second one, and nothing good's come from these fights
absolutely,
in New York.
Absolutely nothing.
So, and we'll see. I think I think the civil lawsuits are going to be bad. I think. I don't know. I'm kind of think he may have lost a little bit. I mean, I know he's going to get his money. It's going to pump up the fight, but I think there's some people who just went enough. Maybe not fans, but I think a lot of people in the industry kind of went, nah.
I don't know. I look at him so much like a businessman that he knows how to market. He knows how to hype. He knows how to, like, it's all business.
Well, they are. But then you've got people who are fighters who are like, that's not what we do. Because I don't think, DC wasn't
those
happy.
Those are the guys that are not selling pay-per-views.
Well, DC was like, ground is plain.
DC doesn't
ass.
Sell pay-per-views. DC said...
I guess we need Mighty Mouse to start doing
DC's
shit like that.
DC's a great fighter. I love DC, but DC does not sell pay-per-views.
Okay.
He can't talk shit either. He's bad.
I don't care if he talks shit. I mean, I like him, period.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. But let's be real. He does not sell pay-per-views because people don't like him. I like him personally, and I will buy his pay-per-views.
Yeah.
But the majority of people, they won't.
I mean, who do they really have that's the draw anymore? Like like
nobody. That. It used to be Ronda. Conor hasn't fought in 500 days. That's why they're looking at having Brock Lesnar come back, because he was one of the top gates.
Yeah.
So, GSP, yeah. But, you know, he's not fighting.
He's got health issues.
Yeah. So, really, I mean, unless you start putting some money into marketing these guys, you know, and trying to have some sort of storyline, and I'm not talking like a WWE storyline. I'm talking like a legit story about this person that makes it appeal to the, you know, to the regular fan. Because the hardcore fan is always going to be there. But the regular fan, you know, it's like, you know, the average fan is not going to buy into it.
They tried to do that with Ngannou, and Stipe kind of put a halt to that because he knocked him the fuck out.
Well, I mean,
because they ran all the stories on him, on Ngannou. They didn't hardly run
living
shit
in the gym.
Yeah, they didn't run shit on Stipe.
That's what they should have done.
They should have, because that would have been a, you know, they should have done
the same thing
equal
with Amanda Nunes. Yeah. They don't do anything. So that whole division is kind of just crashed.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think
she's fighting, though, Mace something with Mackenzie Dern is on that card. And is that when Dillon Shaw and
Cody Garbrandt?
I think they're fighting on that card, too.
I think that's July.
Is it July?
I believe it's 227.
Let's see.
For the international fight week?
Well, Amanda Nunes' fight is May 12th.
So I think
Mackenzie Dern's on that one too, right?
But I think I think Cody's on.
I think that you're right.
July, if I'm not mistaken, producer Chris.
Yeah, I'm looking.
If you could take a quick look-see, I wanted to see that DJ and TJ, but
yeah, no, Dillashaw and Garbrandt. That's not till August.
August. That's, oh shit! It's even
I knew
further.
There was another one coming. So,
and then we've got Stipe and Cormier before that one.
That's in July?
That's July 7th.
Huh. That might be.
I think that's the one you were talking
about.
Who else
is on that card?
Because that's in Las Vegas.
That's a fight week. International fight week.
They're the main card, so they haven't filled it out yet.
Boy, oh boy.
And we got.
I imagine Rose will probably go sometime during the summer again against probably Carolina.
Cowboy's got a fight.
Yeah, but that's like a fight night. He's not even on pay-per-view.
June 23rd, pay-per-view.
Is it pay-per-view?
No, that's a fight night. The next pay-per-view above that one's going to be, Yoel.
Against Whitaker?
Whitaker.
And that's going to be for the title, right?
Yeah, because Whitaker's the champ.
Who's the females? I see a couple.
You got Camille, Claudia Gadeau, and Carla Esparza.
Oh,
what? That might be a good fight. Rashad's fighting on that.
Might
one.
Be a good fight, but they. I think
Adelia has that all day long.
Yeah.
Well,
Dos Anjos and Covington's fighting.
Oh, when is that one?
That's the June 9th. That's the same card as Roman Yoel.
I saw a little bit of that.
Interesting. I kind of want to see that because they've been going back
that
and
interview,
forth.
Yeah.
Overeem's fighting again
against Phil Ngannou.
No,
much.
Curtis Blaydes.
Oh, I heard Blaydes is pretty good, too.
Hey, so. He's not bad.
All right, guys.
But, I mean, against Alistair?
Listen, I hate to cut it short, but, I mean, we're going almost on an hour and a half.
We've hit our mark.
And I'm pretty tired.
Well,
yeah, it's been a long day.
Expecting. I mean, you partied till fucking 4. You've been in the kitchen. When did you get to the kitchen? 6?
No, I got there about 8:45.
Okay. Cool.
All right, so before we go, Sherry, why don't you give a shout-out to one of our sponsors, who you work for now.
Lean Impact Nutrition.
I'm sorry.
I'm that tired.
Go back. Let's do
Impact
it again.
Nutrition.
Okay. And where can they find Lean Impact Nutrition? LeanImpactNutrition.com. Yeah. Sherry, you should know this. You work for the company now.
Yeah, it's her first day. We need to get her a card.
All they have is donuts that I can eat. I can help prep the food, but I cannot really eat it.
Okay. Well,
really? What?
I'm going to start learning a little bit.
Yeah, I'm about to say, wow, you should be able to, because you can do the
there
veggie.
There was some chicken I could eat.
Yeah, there's chicken and you could do the veggie option. You could do.
I got to see what the seasoning is.
Okay.
But
I mean,
today
I'm
was
sure.
My first day. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, if you're looking to lose some weight, maintain your weight, or gain and bulk up and get that bodybuilder look, hit him up. Lean Impact Nutrition. LeanImpactNutrition.com. Zach Elkins and the group of chefs will get you your meals prepped and ready to go. And Sherry's going to be delivering them. No, not really. they have other people that do that, but
no, I delivered a little bit.
Yeah, but you do it for, you know, people here close.
No, I did it for others.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Sherry might deliver your meals, and you can say hello, and that's about it.
That's about it.
Also, shout out to Black Hive Tattoo, blackhivetattoo.com. If you haven't gotten on their newsletter, get on that newsletter, because if you don't, you're not going to get tattooed. You can't just walk in and say, hey, can I get a tattoo? No. Get on that newsletter. Once they have spots opening up, they will let everybody know. Anybody else that we're missing? No, any shout outs?
No.
I want to send a shout out to all the guys from BTT, you know, Brazilian Top Team, Marcelo Vergo School.
Marcelo who?
Marcelo Vergo.
The way you said it sounded weird.
What did I say?
I don't know. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. You said it right.
Am I just tired?
You're probably tired.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to those guys. Jalen Foster, Robbie Rodriguez, Christian Lawrence, Ricardo, Daniel Faulkner, Zach Johnson. We were down in Orlando yesterday, and we had a good time. Jarrell was down there as well. So, and Jarrell, Robbie, and Jalen will be here next week, and we'll have some story for you guys. So, anyway, anything else we want to add? Anything you want to say before we go?
Thank you for bringing my meal, Sherry.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.